Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, June 14th. Today on Forbes, venture funding for mental health startups hits record high as anxiety and depression skyrocket. Intrepid investors started dabbling in mental health care over the past few years as part of a broader digital health funding boom, but many remained wary. Celebrity endorsements, like Olympic swimmers Michael Phelps' campaign with virtual therapy startup Talkspace, started to chip away at the long-standing stigma, while mindfulness apps like Calm offered meditation sessions at the click of a button. But it was the COVID-19 pandemic and collective psychological fallout that finally mainstreamed mental health. In 2019, around 11% of U.S. adults reported experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression, which skyrocketed to 42% by December 2020. By year-end, venture investors poured a record-setting $1.5 billion into mental health-related startups. Lisa Swenin, a longtime healthcare investor who leads the venture fund at the law firm and consultancy Manett Phelps & Phillips, says, quote, "When the pandemic hit, there was a two-week pause, and then everything went crazy." Crazy, indeed. There are now 7 mental health unicorns in the U.S., up from 2 a year ago, buoyed by the flurry of digital health IPOs, SPAC deals, and M&A activity. In 2020, mental health startup funding was 5.5 times the $275 million investors ponied up 4 years earlier, according to data from CB Insights. There were 124 deals last year, compared to 69 deals in 2016. There's no slowdown in sight, with funding in the first quarter of 2021 topping $795 million as startups continue to jockey for post-pandemic market dominance. For full coverage, check out Katie Jennings' piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.